Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Summertime and the garden is alive with plants, critters, and pollinators. Make your reservations to enjoy the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Right inside the entrance atrium, the lovely princess flower plant, sometimes called purple glory bush, is beginning to bloom. While the flowers of the princess flower plant come in all shades from very light to very dark, they are all in the purple spectrum. This plant is native to Brazil and is an evergreen tropical shrub. It can be trained as a small tree or espaliered against a wall or trellis for a backdrop in a sunny spot in your garden. Heading into the garden, take a look at the new bromeliads planted in Palm Circle with the dramatic bloodleaf or Joseph's coat flourishing behind them. They make a strong statement now, but just wait until the bromeliads bloom. There are some lovely bromeliad blooms to see now in the tropical area of the garden below the cactus collection. Make sure to see the patch of Queen's Tears bordering Tram Road. See the tall spire developing on the big green bromeliad and the bromeliad blooming across from the hot red mini canna patch. As the real summer heat seems to have arrived, starting your walk with a turn in the fuchsia house will get you started gently. Heading that way, you'll go under the Japanese elm tree. This tree is loaded with fruit right now. If you look closely, you can see the small winged fruit that holds the seeds. They look something like small propellers. As they ripen, they are dispersed by wind and animals to the far reaches of the garden. In the shade of the fuchsia house, you can see the wonderful diversity of flowers. See if you can find the anti-jinx fuchsia. This lovely trailing fuchsia flowers freely from midsummer through to frost, and the flowers are a tricolor: pink tubes, white sepals, and beautiful red-violet corollas. The Monterey fuchsia is a flower of all peachy or salmon-colored tones and a long pendulous flower with more upright plant and very large leaves. This plant grows well in a hanging basket or in the ground as an upright plant. You can also find very similar flower in the hanging basket of Smoky and Lovely, but the colors of the sepals are a bit lighter, while the corolla is a bit redder. If you're interested in a bit more compact plant for your hanging garden, take a look at the Sunray fuchsia. This plant has wonderful cream and green foliage edged with pink or red that's lovely even when the plant is not blooming, but add the simple pink and purple blooms and the plant is stunning. Last week we looked at the pollination garden and noticed that there are sunflowers coming along, but surprise, surprise, with this heat the flowers are here. If you wander into the lower meadow, you can see the balloon plant milkweed is blooming wildly while the fruit is already developed on the lower branches. These plants are a favorite food for caterpillars, and there are times when they will be almost eaten to the ground. Just across the lawn, see the flowers forming along the branches of the Morton Bay chestnut. There's another blooming Morton Bay chestnut in the garden interior near Alpine Lane and Star Pine. Across the paved road, see the glorious Rose of Sharon in full flower. While not a rose, it is a lovely example of the mallow family. There's another fabulous example of the mallow family to be seen as you walk out of the Garden of the Senses, where the tropical hibiscus Sprinkle Rain may be seen. This tangerine-colored fringed flower with the red center grows in a few places in the garden, and the best examples may be seen in the Verge as you drive up Crenshaw Boulevard. If you follow around Tram Road, you'll see the Turk's Cap blooming, another member of the mallow family that responds to pruning and is loved by butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds. Also see the Flame Tree and the Lacebark trees in bloom. The best of the Lacebark trees can be seen as you exit the garden. As you walk by the gardens around Dotties, see the huge blooms on the giant bird of paradise, and if you're a bit stealthy, you might be able to catch the squirrels munching on the seed pods from the squirting cucumber plant growing there. The squirting cucumber plants have a fascinating way to spread their seeds. The fruit actually explodes when ripe and shoots the seeds out in a glutinous stream, hence the name squirting. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.